Live Updates New Hampshire Primary Results. By Tony Lee on February 11, 2020. New Hampshire holds the nation's first in the nation presidential primaries on Tuesday. Stay tuned to Breitbart News throughout the evening for live updates. All times Eastern. 12:20 a.m., Team Bernie all over blank fine tweet. 12:15 a.m., Dem ad makers could make some powerful ads against Bloomberg. 12:01 a.m., this is Biden's argument. But many, like Van Jones, have pointed out that black voters may wonder why Biden can't win white voters. 11:49 p.m., left-wing justice Dems, Biden's fifth place showing is disastrous. Sanders' opponents hoping that the phrase good teams win. Great teams cover translates over to politics. 11:05 p.m., Sanders Bigfoot's Buttigieg is on stage. He thanks the people of New Hampshire for a great victory tonight. He says this victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. He says he won Iowa via popular vote in New Hampshire and vows to win Nevada and South Carolina. 11 p.m., outlets projecting Sanders win. 10:55 p.m., Sanders supporters boo Pete. 10:50 p.m., popular vote. 10:28 p.m., the pundit-in-chief keeping close tabs on his potential opponents. Buttigieg closing the gap. 9:55 p.m. 9:40 p.m., Klobuchar now speaking. "Hello, America," she says. "I'm Amy Klobuchar and I will beat Donald Trump." She says her heart is full because we have beaten the odds every step of the way. 9:27 p.m., Biden says the fight to end Donald Trump's presidency is just beginning to pretty muted applause. He says only two states have voted and we need to hear from Nevada and South Carolina. Biden says Democrats haven't heard from the African-American community and the Latino community. Biden says Iowa/New Hampshire were the opening bell and not the closing bell. Biden says the loyalty of black voters have been taken for granted and he claims he has never taken their votes for granted. 9:22 p.m., he may regret it if Warren drops out. 9:21 p.m. 9:20 p.m., no delegates for Biden/Warren. 9:05 p.m., Sanders crowd confident with 42% reporting. Sanders 27.8%, Buttigieg 23.5%, Klobuchar 19.7%. 8:45 p.m., Biden launch party in South Carolina. 8:35 p.m., Michael Bennett drops out as well. 8:25 p.m., Warren railing against factions, claiming her campaign is best positioned to beat Trump because she can unite the party. 8:22 p.m., math not adding up for Ying. 8 p.m., all polls closed in New Hampshire. Sanders still holding the lead with 14% reporting. Yang reportedly will suspend his campaign. 7:51 p.m., 12% reporting. Sanders 27.7, Buttigieg 22.4, Klobuchar 20.9. 7:50 p.m., interesting framing. 7:45 p.m., 7:40 p.m., potentially disastrous night for Warren/Biden. 7:35 p.m., Klobuchar likely to exceed expectations. 7:28 p.m., Sanders leading with 3% reporting. Buttigieg and Klobuchar battling for second. 7:10 p.m., much more scrutiny. 7 p.m., most polls now closed in New Hampshire. If they were going to rely on a bunch of clueless non-Iowans to be precinct captains in Iowa, it would have been better to lower expectations in Iowa and focus on New Hampshire. 6:35 p.m., the first polls close at the top of the hour. Sanders comes in as the favorite, but he may have to be beat the spread, so to speak, because of the media's biases against him. Biden already on the plane to South Carolina. Says it all. Klobuchar must be getting the types of voters Biden needs. Looks like she and her record will get a lot more scrutiny. 6:30 p.m., CNN reports a lot of new voter registrations in crucial Dover. CNN's Miguel Marquez says most of the people he has spoken to were for Sanders. 6:25 p.m., exit polls, 81% of Democrats are angry with the Trump administration. Interesting, Warren scales back while attacking Sanders. Last minute got efforts in the Granite State.